everybody. So this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, is home to the famous Ramban and Kli Yakar, as well as Kedushas Levi. I'd like to try to hone in on some of the key themes. Number one, we'll start with the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says that if women were the ones who are mitzuva to go and be the Meraglim, then for sure they would have came back with a positive result. They would have came back with a positive report. The men, however, were chosen. And the Kli Yakar goes into a lot of different explanations as to why that's so. But the second theme of the Parsha is really a breakdown in, I believe, communication. And that is that we have the three principles of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. If we reverse it, we say that Torah is a language of Lasur Es Aretz, right? We have the Kedushas Levi brings down that the Torah is Lasur Es Aretz. The Meraglim were chosen to tour the land. But we all know that according to the Ramban, it makes perfect sense to tour the land. Why? Because we need to know the strategic points. What are the highs, the lows, whether or not our army would be exposed, or if they were to be able to find a fortified city, what would be the distance between one city and the next, whether the city is fortified or non-fortified, the highs and lows of the terrain, and the proximity to the next town, where the provisions for water and food and where to house the army. All these things make perfect logistical sense from a military perspective whenever someone does a conquest. The Ramban concludes with the statement that we should have had emunah. And as the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hein lo yaminu bi, they did not trust in me. And that is the breakdown. So when it comes to the second level of dibor, of tefillah, the dibor was that, you know, we're not able to do this. We're not able to conquest. And therefore, their actions, they made themselves feel as though they were lower than what they really are. And that, my friend, is the real problem in the Parsha. And actually, it's fascinating that the Torah records all this because it allows us to learn from mistakes of others. And I think that there's a lot to be learned from this example. You know, primarily that the Jews, that the Nesiim, why would, so then you have to ask yourself another question. Why were the Nesiim chosen to go and do this journey as opposed to younger people that may have been more capable in terms of walking around for great distances and miles on end? Why did they pick the elder people to go on this trip? And the answer is that the elder people, explains in the Siva Shalom, had built a certain level of resistance in Mitzrayim. What was the resistance? When Avraham Avinu went down and Sarai was taken captive, Elimelech wanted only to take Sarah. She refused, and she initiated a level of resistance. That even if Elimelech were to sell everything, including, well, he gave away Hagar. Hagar was his daughter, the princess of Egypt. Chazal bring down that Hagar was the princess of Egypt, and she was given to Avram as a concubine. We all know that was one level of resistance. And then we know that the next level was Yitzhak, Rak Rak, Kiyen Yiras Hashem B'makom Hazeh. And then you have Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim. And then you have Yosef withdrawing from Ashes Potiphar. So there are four generations of resistance. And even though Mitzrayim was a place of Shtufi Zima, there still was a level of resistance that was incorporated from the Avos, including Yosef. So four generations of resistance. As they say, you know, with the current price of Bitcoin, if it goes below a certain level, like $20,000, then we know that it's broken yet another level of resistance. So even in today's vernacular, the term resistance has meaning and significance. And so therefore, the Rashi Am, the leaders of the tribes, the elder leaders of the tribes specifically, were chosen because, unlike the younger generation, they understood what it means to incorporate, to encapsulate, and to deploy a level of resistance into Eretz Yisrael. That's why they were chosen. Another interesting question that we can ask is, when we look at the Haftorah, when Yehoshua sent two Meraglim, one of whom was Kalev yet again, and to tour the land, the Navi does not use the same language as Lasur Esa'aretz. It uses the language of Lachpar Esa'aretz. And the question that we can ask is, why does the Navi use the word Lachpar as opposed to Lasur? Lachpar means to literally uproot. Lasur means that you're just walking around and you're touring, so to speak. So the answer is that the word, again, the word Lasur does not necessarily mean to tour. Lasur has three letters that are very similar to what? Torah. And so they were learning Torah. And as a result, the two Meraglim that went the second round, right, it wasn't 10, there were 2, and they were Lachpar Esaretz. What does that mean? That means that they uprooted the land. As they went through the land, they spoke Divrei Torah, and they strengthened their position, and the earth was embarrassed in the presence of Klal Yisrael. Why was it embarrassed? Because until then, it had been exposed to immorality and idolatry and all the things that were in conflict with Torah and Yahadis. Now that Klal Yisrael, the two spies, are going out to see this land, they are literally uprooting the land by their mere presence, because every step that they took, the earth was embarrassed and recoiled. And that's how you plant seeds for the future. You don't simply drop them on the floor. You have to rip up the earth, plant them, and then the earth will cover it up. And then from that earth will come vegetation and a new crop. And in this realm, or in this particular instance, a generation that will be better fortified and strengthened through Torah and Mitzvos, which is exactly what the Membeis Masos are all about. And we're going to learn about the Membeis Masos, right? Because don't read the Parsha of... It's interesting that the Shalach always follows the story of Miriam, right? And Rashi tells us, because these 10 individuals... right, which the Medrash does not refer to in a favorable manner, should have learned from the story of Miriam, that even though Miriam was a tzaddikus, because she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe not spending enough time with his wife Tzipporah, she was excised from the camp. But the Jewish people did not forsake Miriam. And it shows us that even you can be as great as Miriam. Miriam was a Navi. She was on a very high level, and yet we see that punishment, when it gets meted out, is equally distributed even to someone as precious as Miriam. And Klal Yisrael waited for her to rejoin the camp. And yet, despite the fact that they saw the tzaras, they still spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And so that is a very difficult and challenging period for the Jewish people, to put it mildly. And that is the reason why this particular instance of the Meraglim is something that we have to, so to speak, make a tikkun about. How do we correct the shortcoming of the past? Well, we had 10 people that spoke poorly. We have 10 people now that are required for a minyan. And so every night we gather 10 men together. If there would have been 11, we would have needed 11 people for a minyan. But a minyan is Barom HaChas Melech. We take the people that said poor things about Eretz Yisrael, and now they say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach. What does Amen stand for? Amen is Vashetevas Kel Melech Ne'aman, that there's a level of Amuna. As we saw in the Parsha, when the Parsha says, Hein lo yaminu bi, they didn't trust and believe in me. What? So you see enough? You see giants. You don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make these giants fall, you know, right next to your feet? You're afraid of these people? The Musar Haskel of the Parsha is that we have to believe in ourselves and the ability that we can affect change. And if we're able to affect change, then we're able to accomplish great feats. But if we think of ourselves as nobodies, then perhaps that's how other people will think of us as well. But we have to break that stigma and rise to the occasion and be the leaders of tomorrow, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow up, so to speak, and stop taking. Now is the time for us to give. And when we do that, we are mefarnes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We support Hashem. So I give everyone the bracha that we should be able to see the confidence, and still confidence in ourselves, and recognize that we have tremendous kochos and potential, and to employ them in a positive frame. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. Hatzlacha and bracha, all the best, and have a great week.